time to go viral. I'm a sidewall, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, shit, I put that on the Bible. I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need a nail, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Legs spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull master. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. So main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey. We about to go.
Bloodhound Lil Jeff. Coming out on the drill. He went out on the drill and got chipped. It's on tape.
I guess talking about at the gas station you sent
Nah, that was a whole different one. This was Chicago. He bounced out the whip. They shooting from the whip. He tried to chase the nigga down. The nigga run behind the building. And I guess somebody come out the building, that new dude, and boom, wind up popping him and shit. And they going in his DMs. And his mom and his dad was like egging him on the slide. Like, yeah, your name buzzing in the street. Like, my son going up. He like, yeah, mom, I'm out. You know, they basically was telling him, like, keep knocking these niggas down because you going crazy. Up. So I'm like, damn, this nigga parents had cut slides. So
it ain't no saving. Yeah, it's like you can't even.
And he,
what you gonna say?
And they was talking about he was up like 11 bodies because it was like 22 or something. But he didn't jump off the porch till
so he was a.
He didn't jump off the porch till 18.
How old is he right now?
Like right after he graduated high school.
Start going.
Then he get chipped at 22.
So that's what, 4 years?
You know how to move.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, little nigga was idolizing Vaughn or whatever, trying to be Vaughn.
I didn't even see that. That's crazy.
Yeah, he was on the DJU interviews. Because I wasn't paying attention to the interviews until he got chipped. Because the video came out like, oh, he went on the drill and got man down type shit, trying to be too thirsty and hawk the nigga down. Wind up getting smoked. Oh, no, you keep it going. Don't worry about it. We'll cut.
We had a list of things that are backed out of California, too, because I know, like, a couple of insurance companies have said this is their last year providing insurance here.
What you mean? What type of insurance?
Like house insurance, car insurance. Like, I think it's Allstate or State Farm, something like that they're pulling out of California.
Hey, man, I'm telling you what's bro name?
Hey,
oh God!
Saying that every post too. We need to leave.
I'm really finna bring him up here though.
Nah, cuz no some.
I'm finna bring him up here, bro.
But you know what's even more crazy too about that? Everybody in cut comments talking about I had the same dream.
I'm like, y'all either lying or this shit is real.
And then that big ass earthquake happened. And low key,
I didn't feel it either. But I think he just see people online and Cuh Lucky running with that shit because I'm saying I seen somebody talking about basically like, oh, in this many years this didn't happen and now it's about to be this many years again. Now it's they don't know they skeptical about what could happen.
If he really left his seed and his wife, then that's a different story.
Yeah, Cuh out his fucking brain.
I don't know if he'll be running with that. But it's Friday night, Friday evening, California. Nothing to do out here, so we in the studio, man, bringing y'all this viral content. You know, we got the squad back in the building, the original three. What they say, the big three?
Come on now.
We got the villain in the building. We got Messiah in the building. We got Kali the One. You feel me? He done officially branded himself.
Come on, man.
It's about time. How y'all feeling, man? What's the word?
Shit, I'm feeling good, man. Happy to be here.
He said, I'm happy to be here, man. I'm just here so I don't get fined, man. Talk to me. Yeah, we were supposed to have a guest, but she twisted off on us. So, you know, we're gonna make it happen. Ruckus, he's somewhere screaming about Trump right now on live, probably right now. So he couldn't make it today either. You feel me? I'm trumped out right now. I don't really want to hear about Trump and Kamala this second. Man, music is... Let's talk about music for a minute, man. YG just dropped. How y'all feel about the YG album? Was y'all feeling it? Was it hot? Was it not? The reactions I saw online, immediately they went to, this is trash. This ain't the just read up YG that we remember. I listened to it literally on the way to the studio. So he just dropped Just Read Up 3. My honest evaluation on the first listen. You just got YG, bro.
Yeah,
you got YG, bro. YG did what YG does. So I didn't get the whole this is trash, because this is literally YG. He does the same thing he always did. He came in on this Power Rule tip with Brazy. He had the Baby Stone Gorillas on there. They actually did all right on there. Yeah, but it was cool. More of a regional song. I don't really see that leaving Cali. But for the Cali natives, that's going to be a banger for them.
The right now is going to be a banger.
Right now, I can see that being a banger. I can see that being a banger.
YG, it was cool to me. Like you said, in all the read-ups, they do, to me, this is the formula from YG. Cub Music, he's going to have you turned up. He's going to have you, you know, he's going to talk about the bitches. He's going to have you on, he's going to have you on a vibe. So shout out to YG and his new album. Motherfuckers going to hate on Cub, or hate on people regardless of what you do. They expect, and like I was saying earlier, the thing is, some people don't want to accept, some people reach their ceilings when it comes to lyrical rap. Or a certain thing. So you're not expecting somebody to keep reaching past a peak that this is where they at. How much different have you got from Big Bang to My Nigga? You're going to get real songs from them, but far as the lyrical deepness of it, it's not every MC you're not getting that from.
And he's not even a super lyrical type of guy to be looking for that type of elevation. You know what you're getting with YG. If I need a hit song or if I need a hot feature, I'm going to go get YG. It was another song on there that was low-key a banger because I listened
to that song with him and T Grizzly.
Yeah, that G was that's when I think that's the one I was finna talk about.
Yeah,
Malibu.
Crazy on that. Yeah, Malibu. Yeah,
he low key went into the T Grizzly flowing out a little bit. I was like, okay.
Now he did his thing. It was one of them Detroit beats it sound like, but YG, you can hear the difference with him when he get on songs. He know how to ride the beat. He know how to make a hit, like you said.
Yeah. So, I don't think it was like y'all said already, it was nothing that I'm not gonna say I haven't heard before, but he performed, I think, the way that I expected him to perform. He had something for everybody on there. You know, street niggas. He had something for the bitches. That's what he usually brings. He had the gang shit. So it was from what I heard of it, it was cool. He for me reached his peak with My Crazy Life. I think that was in like 2014 or 15 or something like that.
Think he peaked out?
Yeah, for me. And then, you know, we grew up in the Just Read Up when we was in the house parties with that shit. So it's never gonna be what that was to me. So it was cool, but that era of Just Read Up and then Just Read Up 2, it's like a whole nostalgia, I think, tied to it for some of us. So when we hear the name Just Read Up 3, we're expecting, I guess, maybe that feel. But I think we way past that. We're not going to get that. But overall, it's still a good album.
That's a great point. That's a great point, low-key, because a lot of the music that resonate with you, you get memories from things you were doing in life growing up. So like you said, that Just Read Up 3, that was house party era. So that nostalgia of being in a house party, y'all getting girls' numbers, y'all getting into it, shootouts, like all type of shit that come with the house party, the song was attached to that. So your memory bank, when you hear those songs, it takes you back to that feeling. Now, we grown as hell. Motherfuckers is 30 plus. Looking for house party music. Like, we ain't in house parties no more. We doing other things now. We in these lounges. We in these corporate business meetings. We in these nice fancy dinners. Dates with wifey and the fam. So it's a whole different lane that you're in now. So to try to get that feel, it's not going to happen. You feel me? So I agree with that take that you just made.
Yeah, I've been saying that for a minute, though. But the only difference is basically the same thing y'all just said, is that this is why it doesn't make no sense a lot of times when you try to compare a lot of people's favorite rappers in different eras. Because, like you said, depending on where you was at, that rapper you're low-key attached to. Regardless, if we know, you had to be there when Get Rich or Die Trying came out.
That's a fact.
You had to really get that vibe when that shit hit the streets to know how strong 50 came in the game. So when people bring him up as one of the greatest rappers, and a lot of people will knock him because where he at in his career, like, nigga, you don't know that wave that hit. The same with O.A. Weezy, and the same what they probably say with Pac in 96. Mm-hmm. So it's just a lot of different things as far as what people going to expect. You might have music today that you don't think resonate with you as much, but as you have a moment attached to it later down the life, you'll be like, damn, I remember that shit was slapping, like you said, from a party or whatever.
Yeah.
Or even if you just made a business deal or something, like, I used to slap that song before I won that. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Man, you know what was crazy? I seen a tweet. A girl said, yeah, don't talk to older niggas. This nigga got me in the crib watching the G-Unit documentary.
See, no, it was Rockefeller.
No, she said G-Unit. The one I seen said G-Unit.
Said Rockefeller.
I said, what the fuck, bitch? You think G-Unit documentary is throwback? Like, damn.
That's
like,
crazy.
That's crazy that G-Unit is now considered old enough to have a documentary. Like, you niggas is old. And I'm like, I was listening to G-Unit in high school, and that just seemed like it was yesterday. So,
but if you do go back to them 50 Cent DVDs, that was like the early 2000s, you're going to be like, damn. But to make it sound like you say a documentary like from back in the day is crazy. But I started, when I seen it said Rockefeller, I was just laughing like, but even then, you need to be learning something, bitch.
Sit down, get some knowledge.
Yeah, to this generation, that's like the oldies now. It's like crazy, Eternal Mini Men, like the oldies. Right. Like, what the fuck? That's crazy.
That's crazy to me because it don't seem like it's
Mini
it's
Man
that
can't be an oldie
ago.
Yet.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, about 20 years though, almost. Yeah, huh? Yeah, just about.
05, bro. Yeah. 05.
It don't seem like that. Like, I still look at oldies as like the oldies, what it is.
80s, 70s.
Yeah, we do because that was oldies for us.
I look at it. But see, for me too, I look at it because I grew up around my grandparents and shit too, older people too. So I look at oldies as like the Temptations and all that shit.
Yeah, that music.
I look at
oldies, like you said, Delphonics, all this type of shit. Like, you're not getting that type of music ever again. Yeah. I don't care about none of what R&B people that's making it. You're not getting these Whitney Houstons. You're not getting the Sade's and all that shit. These bitches ain't singing like that no more.
Yeah, that's what I look at as the oldies compared to like 50 is still. That shit's still new.
But you got to realize, we going into 2025, 50 hit the scene in 2003, 2002, Get Rich or Die Trying, 05. That's 20 years ago. Somebody who was born in 05, that's 20 now, that shit debuted when they was born. So to them, that's a fucking oldie.
It's just crazy too, though, because like I think this this most recent generation, it's like shit moves so fast because by the time I came to age, I feel like Get Rich or Die Trying, 50 Cent, some shit that was a couple years before me was still being played and people were still revering it. It's solid. Now it's like you have an album drop today and literally in a week, people are done with it after they see the first week numbers.
That's facts.
So I feel like when we was coming up, we still, by the time we came of age, people were still talking about Dipset and 50 and all these other things. Whereas we didn't necessarily think it was old. It was like, damn, it's my pops bump or my big bro bump. Mm. Like, it was more like
and
that.
And the reason, and even on top of that, why I don't really count it, if you in the club and they turn on in the club right now, every generation is going to vibe to it.
It's going
to
go crazy.
It's not going to be. They're not going to say, oh, this old-ass song, just because the way the beat slap or whatever the case it may be, in my opinion.
You think they're going to bump in the club
now? I'm not saying they playing. If they put it on the same way you can turn on some fucking Too Short, and whatever it is, they still go crazy. And that's older than that.
Too Short? Yeah, but see, Too Short, I don't know. If you put In a Club next to something Too Short, I think In a Club is more like commercialized than anything Too Short has.
Okay.
So but it's crazy because 50 low-key, the reason why we started looking at numbers. So 50 is kind of the rise for hip-hop, but then he kind of was a fall for hip-hop because he made us start paying attention to the sales. Like, oh, you only did 500,000 first week, you flop. Nigga went gold first week and they calling that a flop. So now we looking at somebody doing 25,000, like, oh, you went triple wood. Motherfucker, you had 25,000 people listen to your song.
But
so it's still crazy. And it's how you look at it. Put 25,000 people in a room or a stadium. That's insane. That's a lot of fucking people. But we so used to, if you don't go platinum the first week because of 50, it's over for you. You're trash. You flopped.
I don't think it's just 50. I just think in the early stages, it was a numbers game. Like, everybody went out and bought CDs. Now you get 1 billion streams and it don't mean a goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? And the bodies of work is different now too, because they just, like you said, they dropping singles. They're not doing that. You used to be happy to go buy a damn CD and know that it might be sold out by the time you get it. So the numbers was different. It was a numbers game. That's the whole thing. The music industry is just a business. So if they're not playing a numbers game, how are you going to even determine who's really what?
Yeah, I really don't pay attention to the streaming numbers. Like, I'm not going to lie. I don't care what you stream. We got stream farms now anyway where the numbers, they're not real. It's no different than the record label buying their artists' CDs like they did back in the day. So a lot of those platinum records, a lot of that was what was due to the record companies buying a large amount of their own CDs. So it's just a different lane, same tactic. You know what I'm saying? The artists, they got these stream farm warehouse and all around the clock stream my songs. I can get 1 million streams.
See,
and
it was,
eat.
But I understand that they probably did buy CDs, but it was different. It was hard to fake it because niggas was going to school bringing CDs.
No, like, that's a fact.
Nigga was happy to show you that he had this CD. And then when you went hit the streets, you could hear, the streets ain't going to lie to you. You're going to hear niggas slapping that shit. So it's different times, you know what I mean?
But I think too recently, in recent times, they was tying album sales to merch. So I believe with Travis Scott, Tyler the Creator, I believe that year Tyler the Creator won Artist of the Year or Album of the Year. He had for Igor, he had merch attached to his album sales. So you buy merch, and I believe that constitutes is one album sale. And so that's how niggas were getting off as well. Check that out, Travis Scott and Tyler Creator. I'm pretty sure they use that method with a bunch of other artists as well.
But besides YG just dropping, bro, rap is just back to being dead, bro. We need another fucking beef going on. Somebody diss somebody. Since Drake and K-Dot stopped going back and forth, rap has been dead, bro. It's been flat. I don't give a fuck how mad y'all are at me saying that. It's been dead, bro. The rappers you like might have been dropping because you're checking for them. But they ain't making no fucking noise. They ain't making no groundbreaking music. They're not influencing the entire game. Like, oh shit, did you see such and such drop? They dropped today, it left tomorrow. We don't even hear about the shit. So I'm sorry to say, bro, rap right now is fucking dead, bro. Like right now, it's ugly. It's disgusting. Like I'm starting to even go listen to old school house music now. And different type of shit. Fuck it. Turn some R&B on. Turn some oldies on. Turn some rock on. Turn some Red Hot Chili Peppers or something on. Limp Bizkit. Like, I'm listening to that type of shit. I'm in that bag right now. Because this new shit is trash. I'm sorry to say. I went through all the names y'all put under that post. I went through. I skimmed their music. Trash. Garbage. Call me being the unk, being the old nigga, being biased, stuck in my ways. It's trash, bro. I can't listen to it. Lyrics don't gotta be everything, but it gotta be a little bit of the something. These niggas' lyrics is garbage. I don't even know what these niggas saying. They ain't even rhyming. Niggas getting on the beat and talking. These niggas aren't rhyming. They're talk rapping. Like, bro, that shit trash. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, hip-hop is in a crazy state right now. I don't even really know what to say about it. It's like we don't have anything coming out. The females, in a way, are dominating, but that's why I think rap is at the point it's at to a certain degree, because they're not able to even bring in the numbers that the male acts were able to bring in too. So everybody's off their A game right now.
So how are y'all going to know when rap is where it's supposed to be?
When I start liking shit again and I can play some shit in the car, like, damn, this is it.
I think when we get the... maybe some, I don't know, man. Maybe some tours. We need some hits from multiple artists, though, right now. We don't really got nothing. Future usually got a hit. I mean, besides Like That, we don't got nothing from him. Usually he's something. Usually Drake got something coming. Who else we be having usually consistently drop? Doug, he in jail. Who else? Gunna be having stuff, but the whole snitch thing.
How ironic is this?
Still slapping Cub as well.
Yeah, you still slapping that. You crazy.
Nah, but what I think they need to get back to promoting more underground rap, because more underground rap was raw. Then you had way more versatile when it came to rappers and the DJs that connected with the underground rappers. It made everybody wasn't just trying to be mainstream. You was working your way to crack, but now every song somebody's trying to make is a mainstream song. They're not making nothing from like the soul or their heart or what they really believe in. It's just like, damn, what the world gonna think is hot, not what they think is hot themselves. So I think that's a big problem.
Shit, my soul and heart ain't putting dinner on the table. It ain't keeping these lights on. It ain't getting me these fly S550s.
People shit was doing it. Kendrick shit doing it. And fucking, if they say Drake, J. Cole, these ain't no fucking excuse. Wayne, these niggas is doing it.
But Jay, I think that was a different era, though. They came in at a different era where you could. But I'm saying they came in
like that. But you could do it. These niggas decided to change up and do this bubblegum bullshit. And half these niggas is broke. So you talking about whatever, putting dinner on the table. Majority of these rappers come out and say, I wasn't making a dime.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, you're faking it till you make it and still ain't getting shit.
How ironic is this, though? As much hate as Drake got during the beef, I feel like we low key waiting for Drizzy to drop. Yeah. Like, Drizzy, cuz, drop some.
Nah, he just
you gotta get back in that bag.
He just dropped 100 shit. You talking about it was trash, nigga. Nah, he talking about he waiting for Drizzy to drop.
Hey, niggas low key waiting for Drake to drop, cuz. I'm not gonna lie, bro, cuz the shit these niggas playing, first of all, you can't play it around no women at all. They not vibing with the shit. You really can't play it in the car. Like, okay, let me dissect lyrics, cuz these niggas' lyrics suck. You might can't play it in the gym. That's maybe it. Like,
what you got? You got Rob 4-9. The bitches be like it. They go up to that nigga. You got the what's the boss man nigga?
Boss man D-Lo,
whatever.
They be going up to Kuh. It's
I can't listen to that shit all the time.
That's the thing. Now, I can't even listen to Kuh like that.
Day, but if you going through different songs, yeah. Now majority's rappers you ain't listening to for a whole fucking album. But I'm just saying, there's certain niggas out there that do be making like little hits, but that's all it's gonna be for a moment. You going out or something, turning up in a car, but. Yeah, to put some shit on the damn, like if you had an iPod, would you put some of this shit on your shit?
Drizzy, you got to drop, gang.
For Drake now, nigga.
Drake, you got to drop, gang. Don't take that beef personal, cuz. We just called it down the middle. You still got hot music, though. We need that Drizzy package, because Kendrick, cuz, what's going on? You got the W and you fucking disappeared again. What's really going on, bro? You were supposed to come off of that with an album. I don't give a fuck. With nobody talking about.
How you know
about.
He ain't cooking right now?
So I don't care people, if the nigga cooking right
I
now.
Seen tweets
you
should
have dropped.
I seen tweets about he's supposed to come fourth quarter, which I think is Christmas time.
That would make more sense.
He might be coming. Some people say he on some Pac shit because of the whole bomb first on his hat. Machiavelli shit. I'm like, we gonna see what happens. we gonna see what happens.
Okay, at least drop the teaser that he had at the end of the video.
He not gonna drop
at least
that,
throw
though.
That out there. Let the streets eat that up. See how they react. Okay, cool. Drop a four song EP, some throwaways, drop some a collab with Schoolboy, yeah. J-Rock, something.
But when he do that, this is
what y'all gonna see. Niggas are never satisfied. Kendrick gave y'all a whole summer anthem. Niggas still don't give a fuck. They want more and more. That's why he moving the way he moved now. Cause niggas gonna know it ain't gonna fucking matter.
Huh?
Yeah, like a motherfucker.
I'm just saying, bro, you hit the block, you feel me? You got that uncut raw Colombian cocaine. You give out samples. The fiends is lined up at the dump spot.
Probably, you don't know. He probably
they're like, where that pack
he
at?
Touring right now off that one fucking song.
You I'm just saying.
You know how many people was playing his song at their concerts, using that nigga for juice? Like,
I'm just saying. You show up right to the block. Yeah. You giving out samples of the Pablo. Here go that new Escobar. Trap house over here. They show up to the trap house. You talking about trap house clothes. What the fuck,
nah,
nigga? You just came with this uncut from Colombia?
I gave y'all a pack? I gave y'all this dope, and I showed you how to cook it. Now get y'all ass out here and start making some shit shake. Mm. That he done brought all these niggas around, so it don't matter. Cud giving niggas the whole blueprint, the recipe, and anybody doing nothing with it.
Look, I got a theory why rap is so fucking trash now. It's not because the execs pushing the bullshit. It's not because people don't want to hear lyrics. I think people's lifestyles literally changed. The new up-and-comers, that's the youth, they grew up on the internet. They didn't grow up outside. The rappers of our era, they grew up outside. They went through things. They had stories to tell. A lot of these little niggas don't have no story to tell because they don't have no life experience. They grew up in the house in front of webcams on the fucking internet and on social media. They weren't outside, so they're not connecting with the world because their world was through a lens. Mm. So, you know what I'm saying? And it's reflected in the music, which is why it lacks substance because there's no substance to their life. Their whole life was online. Mm.
I feel like you still got niggas that's outside. You still got young niggas outside. That's outside. It's just that now there's more of an emergence of people who are inside on the internet. So it's like they don't check for that music. They checking for fucking Jack Harlow or somebody. Like they not checking for the hoodest nigga or the nigga with the craziest story. They don't really care about that shit. That shit don't relate to them. So I think it's still niggas out here that's talking that shit and that's really still outside. But it doesn't connect as much as I'm on a 50th floor eating hibachi. Like, it's more like, that's more fly. Niggas ain't really trying to be on that type of time no more, the young niggas. They more like, I'm with the bitches, I'm fly, I'm going to get money this way, and I'm cool. They not really thinking like, I'm finna go up in here, you feel me, ski masked up, or I'm going to the county. Niggas ain't trying to do that no more. I feel like niggas is more trying to just be fly, get hoes and just look cool. That's all niggas is trying to do.
What is you niggas' infatuation with hibachi? Like, that is, hibachi is regular as fuck. Like, y'all act like this is the prime meal.
It really is.
Shit regular, bro. Like, there's nothing special about hibachi, bro.
It's hella grease on it.
It's greasy ass rice with little kibbles of meat sprinkled in between. Like, you niggas talk about hibachi like it's a fucking medium rare prime steak wagyu. Like,
shit,
bro, it's
$20.
It's hibachi, gang. Like, you, I can tell you niggas ain't never really been nowhere and experienced nothing. Travel, bro. This is why traveling is important. Go experience life, experience other cultures. You will experience fine cuisine where you niggas ain't got to keep rapping about hibachi. That's one step above top ramen, nigga.
That shit crazy because hibachi been around for a long ass time. And, if you really think about it.
I'm on the 50th floor eating hibachi. No, nigga, bring me a steak, nigga. You tripping. I don't want no motherfucking greasy ass fried rice, nigga. What the fuck wrong with y'all? Y'all crazy as hell.
Man.
What's up, cuz? You in bot mode or what? Cuz over here glitched out.
I was thinking. Y'all talking about
bot mode? No, we on the music, cuz. We on the music right now.
How y'all feel about the girls? How y'all feel about the female rappers? They said that they feel like they're more diverse than the men, and they leading shit right now.
I think they out their fucking brain.
Did they say that, or who really said that? Don't run from me, cuz.
It was Lotto. It was Lotto, Flo Milli, and Sexy Red.
First of all, Lotto is getting a hell of a lot of hate right now. They saying that she's faking her whole personality. Shit, like, you're not from the A. Her whole hood shit is an act. She, like, it's coming off unauthentic. But to say y'all are the most diverse, maybe the most diverse in rapping about sucking dick and how many different ways you can get fucked and try to finesse a nigga. Other than that, where's the diversity? Lauryn Hill was diverse. Missy Elliott was diverse. One minute she talking about I can't stand the rain. The next minute she on Mars and Jupiter, and you feel me? Then the next minute she rapping about hot boys and hot girls. Like, that's diversity. Every track saying I'm sucking dick, I'm getting paid for this. My pussy pink, asshole brown. Where's the diversity?
They think diversity is because they look different. Right. That's what they
think. You put a new wig, some contacts.
The only ones who really to me still switch it up is like Nicki and fucking that really can rap is Cardi. Besides the rest of them, because they can rap.
Cardi been going for a minute too.
They can hold their own when they get on the track with niggas. Most of these females get on the track with a nigga and then be bumped.
Man, Ice Spice did 20K first week. Lotto projected do 27K first week. Sexy Red couldn't sell out a tour. Couldn't even sell no tickets to a tour. They had to cancel it. Flo Milli, we only heard you on TikTok. Y'all not running shit.
I gotta find that girl from Beto. She next. She up next.
Ice Spice. I don't know what diet you on. I don't know if you entered the Ozempic Olympics. You need to start eating again. You lost that ass. You lost the pizzazz. Cause that was the only thing really keeping you afloat. That ass. And you lost that shit. I don't know what the fuck going on. You need to go back, get some grits, eat some chicken and waffles, you feel me? You need to put a little weight back on, because that shit right there, yeah, that shit ain't really working, you feel me? But yeah, the ladies going to be the ladies, man. Sluts want to be sluts. This, I'm not asking for no more Lauryn Hills or none of that, bro. Sluts going to be sluts. We going to start treating y'all like the sluts y'all is. We going to start slutting y'all out again. We tried to do the uplift and uprise, my sister this. No, you bitches want to be 304s and whores? Cool. Let's do it. Start fucking y'all by the dozens again. It is what it is.
They ain't never stopped.
This is how we got to do it, cuz. Fuck that.
Stop.
Oh, and YG. Back to YG album. He low-key did a genius play with that OnlyFans shit. That's going to be an anthem. All these little sluts with the OnlyFans, watch their Instagrams. That's going to be on every last one of their stories. Guaranteed. YG low-key a genius for that one.
That's going to be a banger.
Yeah, that was low-key. That one low-key slapped, too.
Cool, yeah. I can see it.
How y'all feel about Mike Rubin saying...
That's his name?
Hold on. That wasn't Mike Rubin. What the fuck is Cud's name? That was Mike Rubin? Hold on. Let me see. Let me look up Cud's name.
Because
I know Mike. Nah, one of the Mikes is a producer.
It's Michael Rubin.
Mike Will.
I think it was. Okay, it was Mike Rubin. Mike Rubin says he's not feeling how the black community tears each other down and how they've been tearing Meek Mill down. And all I seen was these brainless ass niggas attacking the messenger instead of paying attention to the message. So almost nothing he said was wrong. Niggas can't wait to tear niggas down. Niggas been tearing Meek down. And all niggas can say was, oh, you a Jewish white man. Why don't you talk about the Jews? Okay, cool. Let's talk about what he said, though. Because niggas is quick to tear niggas down first chance they get. Niggas ain't trying to build niggas up at all. It's to the point where you see niggas like Cameron saying, man, I don't even put my name associated with a lot of my businesses because I know niggas are going to purposely not support it. And we done seen countless artists, moguls say the same thing. You don't even know I own this because once you find out I own it, you're going to be like, fuck that nigga. I'm not supporting. But if my name ain't on it, you're going to go buy it. So our culture is literally crabs in the barrel.
Hey, it's funny. It's funny because niggas don't even know why they be hating niggas. You can put a nigga on that nigga and hate you. So it's like that shit just, I don't know, that shit weird. But nothing that nigga said was wrong. At the end of the day, black niggas is going to tear niggas down since the beginning of fucking time. Any leaders we had, anybody that wanted to see us do better as a whole, niggas went off this ass. You know what I'm saying? From Malcolm to we see, from the late great Nip to all these people, it don't matter. Any nigga that's trying to do right, if you trying to do right, they on your ass. They coming to get you. You could be the most cutthroat nigga in the world. They're gonna lay you to death.
We got a problem. Yeah. Like I said, we protect what destroys the community and we outcast what, you know, is supposed to help the community. So that's why we got it backwards in our community. We spend all day talking about or dissecting Michael Rubin's life. And it was no conversations about what he said, like you said, which is black on black violence, which is black on black hate. Let's keep it 100. That's one of the biggest thing that's plaguing us as a community. And until we, you know what I mean, stop the deflection and realize it, we're going to continue to go down that path. And that's what we're doing. So I looked at it like it's the same shit every day. Charleston said it. Everybody has said it. And every time somebody says it, we come out here and we act outraged. But then we go and cry and complain about it on Twitter and Instagram. You know what I mean? The very next day. Oh, we don't love each other. Oh, we, you know, niggas is hating this and that. But then when somebody brings it up, it's a problem. We want to play identity politics and we got to see who you dating or who you married to or where you lived at or where you went to school just to see if your opinion is correct or not when it comes to the community as a whole. And it's like, it's bullshit. It's just an excuse to keep the poison in the community.
Niggas are addicted to being victims. I said it before in past episodes. I'm going to say it again. Niggas are addicted to being victims and being fucking losers. And they can't fathom seeing somebody come from where they come from that looks like them winning. Why? Because they're subconsciously programmed to believe all we can be are fucking losers. This is why they tear you down instead of building you up.
A lot of that is true, but part of that is insecurities. That's like if you tell me something and I'm insecure about my life, about what you got going on, I'm going to knock you for it. Like, or like it's like you tell me, hey, I just got a new biz, nigga, but you didn't get that big body. Hey, hey, I just got an upgrade. Hey, nigga, but they working better at that other shop. Like, and niggas that hate on you in other ways like that, instead of just congratulating, appreciating, or using it as motivation. When I see niggas shine, it motivated me to go harder. I need to do better this way. You know what I'm saying? And then they going to be happy for it, especially if we come from the same shit. Now, the violence thing, I don't really got too much to say about that because I look at shit like it's why you do what you do. And that's what make people who they are in the first place. Not saying I just condone everything, but some things, it has to go to those lengths sometimes for people.
And it's like niggas is getting mad because somebody from another race says something. To me, I'm looking at that like, how many times y'all gonna let niggas from the outside even peek in and realize that? Like, if it's known outside of our culture that's the status quo with our culture, that's a problem. That's something that you can't, that's your reputation. So regardless of you want to say how you got it or not, that's what the reputation is. And other people are calling that out, which to me is even more so should be, okay, we need to fix that. But instead, we do the deflection.
Man, the more I just look at our culture, the more I start feeling like Charleston White. Man, fuck you niggas. And it's fucked up because I used to have that mentality. And I used to be out there. But again, once you start to travel, once you start to read, once you start to educate yourself, expand your mind, the more you see that none of that shit make any fucking sense and still don't make sense. You pledging your whole life to shit that don't make sense. I'm going to go out here, risk my life do all type of shit for this man sitting next to me. The second I go to jail, you DMing my bitch trying to fuck her. Or you're not sending me no money on my books, but I was out here risking my freedom to hit licks to put money in your pocket. I'm already up, nigga. I'm up. I'm straight. I'm doing this for the love of you. Out of sight, out of mind. Like, it's shit like that that don't make no fucking sense to me.
Charge it to the game.
Charge it to the game, man. Fuck the game. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. The shit doesn't make sense. We love shit that hates us, that tears us down. And you have to really sit back and just think, man, our culture glorifies a lot of loser shit. Loser shit. Like the shit that we like, oh, you a nigga, you a joint. No, nigga, you're a fucking loser. In the real world, you are a fucking loser. You're 45. Your claim to fame is being able to come to a park. Oh, you can't come around. Why the fuck would I want to come? Nigga, I grew up here. I got money now. I can get on jets and shit. Yachts. Your claim to fame is hanging in front of the swings?
This nigga.
Come on, cuz. Like, we really got to think about this shit, bro. We looking up to niggas as losers. Niggas is really clowns. And this ain't no disrespect to nobody, section, or none of that. But we just really got to look at the shit that we glorify. Why are we not trying to become millionaires out here and glorify that? Nigga, I'm fucking 18, you 45. Why are we hanging out in the same location? At 45, you can't even get into where I'm at 18, unless I'm bringing you. Like, come on, cuz. Shit just got to start making sense. Niggas is really losers, and we got to start calling that shit out and stop glorifying it, bro, because you got people like Rick Rubin, like Kali just said, from a whole nother culture that's so sick of seeing it. Like, man, I'm tired of these niggas, man. Come on, what y'all doing? Oh, my God, you Jewish. And
He ain't tired of it. Come on, cuz. It's actually a good point from him, from his perspective, because he actually showing that he fuck with niggas. How many people be mad that the Jews don't fuck with niggas in the first place? So he's getting niggas. He's just speaking on an instance of, it's hard for him to fathom. It's hard for him to understand, but especially when you don't come from it. And he protected Meek, when we all know why. So at the end of the day, but only one thing that I can say that's the difference of the generations now is that sometimes you do need them older niggas to tell niggas, oh, this is not that, this ain't this. Because young niggas that's hanging with young niggas, it's the blind leading the blind. Mm-hmm. So without these old niggas in here to let a nigga know, hey, I just went and did all this shit you did, you got to know how to move or be smarter about shit. And I feel like a lot of that is gone. The old heads only want to deal with the young niggas. And the young niggas don't got no respect for the old heads. Because they think, like what the niggas say on Baby Boy, this is just a rerun. You think something new out here. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's a rerun, Baby Boy.
Shit. Like, and what Baby Boy end up doing at the end of all that shit?
Same shit coming
going
back.
Going running right back to that nigga and needing him and respecting him after that. So I think that is part of the disconnect, is that because a lot of these niggas is coming from single mother homes, don't got no men in their fucking life. So these niggas don't even understand a lot of the concepts to even see further than today or even surviving that day.
This is my gripe, though. The old niggas, I keep calling them niggas, right? Because the people I'm talking about, they're not men.
I know you see, but I'm speaking about the old heads that you got respect for.
No, for
not
sure.
Not just the old heads that's just running around.
Shout out to the old heads who are gaming the young cats up and trying to steer them the right way, or steer them the way that they seen can be successful. Not what they think. It's like, hey, I walk this path. I know people that have walked this path. You're going to win down this path. I walk down this path, you're losing guaranteed. Everybody that walked down this path lost. But now, the old niggas looking up to the young niggas. Because the young niggas is scamming. Everything the old niggas was doing is over with. It ain't no more selling crack to be a millionaire. That's over with. It ain't no more ski mask ways, a camera on every corner. You ain't getting rich that way. So these niggas, they don't know about this technology. The young niggas do. The young niggas out here swiping to $1 million. So they looking up to the young nigga, calling the young nigga big bro. He's supposed to be looking up to you for guidance. You asking him for a play. So hell nah, he don't respect what the fuck you saying. Because what did you give him to look up to or follow? A bunch of stories from the fucking 80s and the 90s? And you broke now? Fuck what you did 20 years ago, nigga. True. What you doing now?
But at the same time, the young niggas could learn from it because a lot of them niggas do the same exact thing just in the future, right? Like, it's a, I know niggas that scammed and fucked everything off and they somewhere on, you know what I mean, on Vegas Strip doing bullshit.
Nah, that's facts. And then even though I always say the same type of shit, niggas gotta be careful because it's only getting worse, cuz with the digital shit out here. Now they seeing through your goddamn house or through your TV and through your video games and shit. Niggas don't wanna believe it, but nigga, that shit getting serious. Like he said, cameras on every street light. This digital shit is making it hard to be able to do shit and just easily get away. So niggas gotta be smarter about it.
Minority Report, I'm ahead of your mind, niggas. Pay attention. It's in the fucking movies. This was something that crossed my mind since we're on the topic of music, right? I always give house music a lot of jokes and BS and talk down on it. But then I started to think some of our greatest hits from our culture was house music. And I didn't realize it till I just seen this post. Black women specifically was leading the forefront with this. So I'm trying to see where was the disconnect with black culture and house music. You got Gypsy Woman by Crystal Waters. Show Me Some Love by Robin S. Everybody, Everybody. Black Box, Martha Wash. You got Finally, CC Peniston. Pump Up the Jam, Tektronix. Good Vibrations, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Marky Mark, a white boy. Shout out Mark Wahlberg. He was a damn rapper back in the day. But yeah, Mark Wahlberg was out here with us making music. You feel me? Rhythm of the Night. Who don't know? Rhythm of the Night. Oh, that. Like, bro, these are all house music hits and it's high vibrational music. I seen the post said, man, for some reason, when I listen to these songs, I just feel wealthy. I just feel good. I just feel like I want to go get some money. I want to go be around women, pop champagne on yachts. And I really had to sit and think, like, damn, when you turn these songs on, it does raise your vibration. It raises your energy. It raises everything. It just puts you in a feel-good music mood. Like, you just want to ride down PCH with the top down. Rhythm of the night. Like, I'm vibing. Bad bitch in the passenger seat. And somewhere between that era and our era now, we fell off where we don't have control of that sound anymore. And I want to say it's due to it being high vibrational music and they kind of ushering us out of that. Like, nah, come do this low vibrational shit.
They said America specifically started changing the frequencies of how they want the music to be. And if you look at a lot of the interviews from Michael Jackson to Prince and them, they talk about how they had to keep certain hertz of the music to keep it high vibrational. That's probably why they shit hit so different once they put the melodies and shit on top of it.
Yeah, I think too, like I talked about that, like you had Flav or Public Enemy, you had people like Queen Latifah who were speaking, I feel like, more of a higher consciousness to black people, those types of songs as well. But, you know, with the emergence of gangster rap, I think the labels found out that's what we can take to promote more. And then also, you know, overall, it's going to make a lot of more people act up and do things maybe that they wouldn't have. And so I think that's what they did. And that's why you kind of got those things ushered out. When you look at it, though, I say like 2010, you had like the Black Eyed Peas was popping. You had Calvin Harris, Steve Aoki, all the people who something. Did songs with R&B rappers.
At what point singers. Do you think gangster rap made a turn for the worse?
I think once Pac and Big died, it took a turn for the worse. I think because what that did was it made them martyrs, and I think it made everybody else want to go out the same way subconsciously.
You know, it's crazy because I could never just forever gangster rap. I feel like a lot of that rap got me through a lot of shit. A lot of that music, sure. You know what I'm saying? Just knowing or hearing somebody talk something I could relate to. But the difference was people that was rapping wasn't frowned upon when they was in their struggle trying to make it out. Because a lot of people was going through a lot of shit that they was rapping about, and we was cool with that. Versus now, damn near, you have to act like you fucking a millionaire to be a rapper. Niggas gonna fault you for, like you said, if you in a house or you doing something, you ain't got a million chains on, niggas is mad. When niggas was, you see them rappers before, them niggas was in a struggle going through hell to get up out of there rapping. You know what I'm saying? And that's what they say, like rapping like the rent do. Oh, insane. Them was the best rappers. But now it's just like, niggas acting like they got it and don't really be having it and going out bad.
Niggas said, fuck house music, cuz we finna talk about gangster rap.
I agree. I just feel like I was using that to my point of being there. Like,
I know, I'm like, damn, I thought we was talking about the house music.
That's where it kind of ushered it out, because then it became a monopoly of what can we make the most profitable. At that point, we don't care about house music. And really, you can't sell the image of a house music artist. Like, you can't. We have Kay Tronada now, like, I don't even know if you would call him house, but you can't sell the image and the life of somebody. So you might not be able to spin as many records, do as many interviews, be on as many shows compared to Tupac. I'm from over here. I got whatever blasted on my chest. I'm, you know, niggas is trying to shoot me. I'm
that's see, but more for me, just, it always goes back to, it always goes back to originality, because you had several fucking groups from Cash Money to Wu-Tang. If you hear Wu-Tang rap, though, not one of them niggas rapping sound the same.
Yeah.
Cash Money, you knew the difference from Wayne, even though they had the Down South thing, from Wayne to Turk to Juvie to all these niggas, you knew the difference. When we heard The Rock, you knew Jay, you knew Beans, you knew Freeway, you knew the rappers when they got on the track. And when they separated themselves, they still stood on their own and still kept their own sounds for the most part. I think that's the biggest thing. It always goes back to that. Niggas want to sound like what's fucking hot. The moment niggas go back to their original shit, and that's why I say it's about more so, he's saying I'm wrong, but it's about what's in your heart, your character, with the shit that you believe in, the shit that you live and will die for. I think that separates people. That's what makes individuals who they are.
Who said you wrong?
That? Nah, because you was like, nigga, don't want to hear that hard shit ain't selling.
No, what you mean? No, he said you wrong about what?
Nah,
nigga?
He said I don't hear that hard music shit. That shit ain't selling.
You was nah, like, you was actually like, why they not doing it? And yeah. I'm saying, if I'm in the studio,
yeah, no, nah, now I'll give you
spit my
this
fucking
my
horn out. Think I put my whole life on this shit? Going 10 years in the making. Nigga, I stream 1,000 streams.
But like you said, it's a lot. If you put 1,000 people in a room versus 2,500, whatever, 2,500.
But I look over here.
But I'm cooked with that. But what
and the bitch said, my pussy pink, my asshole brown, millionaire. So what, I'm still in the hood eating ramen noodles and I'm putting my pain all on this shit. That's, nigga, that was literally Joe Budden's career.
Yeah. Nah, Joey,
this is why he's...
Joey, niggas didn't like Joey for shit.
But, no, but that's what I'm getting. He was putting some of the best lyrical... emotional music on a track and niggas didn't give a fuck.
I ain't gonna lie, a lot of times Cub Beats was trash. Then sometimes he probably was trying to rap too hard. Like when he made shit like Dear Diary and Three Sides to a Story,
was crazy.
All that type of shit was good songs. Sidetrack, them is his lane. He was trying to talk too crazy in some of his raps.
like what song?
nigga, he was going crazy about shit.
Nigga,
but all so I'm saying is Joey was that. That's a bad example. But you got niggas like you said that do it. Just some niggas got it on beat, some niggas don't. All they got stuck on, when he made Pump It Up, he was supposed to take his wave up out of there, and he came back. Even he had that NBA song, and still he came back in a new era. Had the NBA, never broke again, and then I don't know what happened after that.
Do y'all think, to bring it back to house music, do y'all think that, like, we just stopped being into that kind of shit for a certain amount of time?
Nigga, I listen to oldies. I still listen to, I listen to a lot of different shit, man. So it depends.
Yeah,
I don't think so. I just think we just stopped promoting it. You got to think. Like I said, all those songs I just named were women. It had black women in a positive light. They had a positive image. It was not looked at as these 304s now. You know what I'm saying? So even the whole image of black women changed with the music. And as far as clubbing, like he said, once gangsta rap hit the scene, that was it. That's tied to Hollywood music. We making the music now. We eating off the streets. We eating off these gangsta rappers. They was like, fuck the house music, because house music is still huge. House music is still
overseas,
one of the biggest genres in music.
R&B niggas wasn't trying to be fucking rappers. R&B singers was really R&B singers. They were singing to the bitches. They was doing what they was doing, and there wasn't more trying to be gangster and trying to be a fucking R&B singer. Like, you had the difference. You had the rappers. You had a balance. You had the singers. Keep Sweating them wasn't trying to be come out hardcore. Nigga was coming out trying to be a player or whatever he was on. The rest of these niggas is trying to be rappers and singers and want to be tough in one bracket, and then you singing love song to bitches or whatever you doing. Then you had the rappers that was saying fuck bitches, but you had the singers that was like, I love my woman. I don't care about shit like but this bitch.
See, so. I think there is a dying need for us to get back in that lane, because if you go to the clubs, they're putting some of these hardcore songs over house music beats. Mm. And now the other races are merging and going crazy to it. You gotta realize they going to club, they popping X, they popping Perks, they drunk. That house music, it puts you in a trance. So they will literally change the beat to a house music beat to tailor fit the crowd. And that's a huge market that we're not tapping into.
To be honest, it's probably like, because I'll be frequenting, I'll be outside. That's a big thing you'll hear on rooftop bars everywhere. You just lounging. That's usually what you hear now because it's no lyrics. It's just sounds. It's just vibes. So that's where it definitely is a market for it, and there's people doing it. But I don't know what happened, like, along with black people. I feel like if we look deeper into it, it's probably like with the country thing where they might have made it harder for them to succeed in it. Because, you know, you just now got, what's his name, Shaboozy coming out right on the countryside. So I also think it's just an awakening of black people learning that they could do what they want to do and still be black. Like, we don't have to stay rapper. We don't have to stay R&B. I could go do some country. I could go do this, and I could still be for my people.
A part of that, too, is that the internet allows you to see that the most foul shit that females are capable of doing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Versus if you was just a nigga that got women, or you been fucking women that had men and you understood that, it probably was a small percentage. Now everybody's allowed to see that these bitches don't care about themselves. Everybody's allowed to see these bitches out here fucking and running trains on them, or whatever the case is. These bitches is out here blatantly getting on the internet talking about, I just went and fucked one nigga, had him do whatever, nutting me and do whatever he did, and they'll have him go home to my nigga, had him eat me out, and all type of crazy shit. So these bitches is mo foul. And it's like, nigga, who's singing to these bitches? Nigga not finna sing to that. Nigga,
it's murder, yeah.
I done seen to this 304. Fuck that bitch. You go back to like you just said, nigga. Fuck y'all bitches. And that's how we finna move like that. I'm not doing shit. I'm insane.
23rd Street, the villain is up.
That's why Fig is so lit. Yeah, these bitches don't care no more. They don't care about being hoes.
Crazy.
They never did, but you had a balance. Women were more classy. Which is what they used to say, I want a lady in the streets, a freak in the sheets. Yeah. Man, these bitches freak in the sheets and the streets.
Hey, look. All I'm saying is it's a market to be tapped into, and y'all so busy trying to be fucking drill artists and slut rappers, y'all missing a huge bag, bro. I'm telling y'all, because 90% of these clubs, they don't even really want to play that music because it's going to bring the losers out, the ones they don't want in there. They don't want the motherfuckers that's coming to not spend money. They don't want the motherfuckers coming that's finna be in there trying to see what hat and shit niggas got on to start some shit. And they don't want the fucking these broke ass sluts that's in there drunk fighting. They want the people that's coming to feel good, get out their body for a night, dance the motherfucking night away. And that's what that house music brings. It brings that crowd in. So y'all better tap into that, man.
Fucking mixtape coming soon, girl.
Talk Thursday.
I'm gonna jump in this shit and show y'all.
I made a post about that years ago that just came up on Facebook memories. So y'all are fucking lucky I'm not a rapper or artist. Cause the shit that we be knowing and tapping into, we be fucking you niggas over on Insane Crip.
Conor McGregor.
Dead homies, by the way.
My nigga Conor McGregor doing it.
Yeah, even McGregor jumping in there.
McGregor ain't fucking.
He about to start melting me. He signed both that. I said, this nigga signing to anybody. Shit, crazy. And cut on the track. He felt, man, I'm finna take over this music game. Get my hand in this. I got enough bread.
Y'all got the MMA niggas popping out.
That's crazy. If any nigga signing McGregor, I ain't hating on McGregor deal thing, bro. But if any niggas y'all signing McGregor, you deserve to lose your 360 contract and shit. You gotta be a damn fool.
That shit crazy.
He said, I got the Bone Thugs act. Well, I don't know how them niggas ain't. They're a stable brand for themselves. How don't I understand? Like,
the youth ain't listening to Bone Thugs.
They're not adapt with the times. Yeah, that's so what you nigga. What you think is gonna happen?
Niggas' paperwork ain't right back then though. A lot of niggas' business wasn't right back then.
I know. I'm saying now, but for you still have a name. You have a name to where they're able to, if they can adapt and adjust and find the lane right now, they can conquer that lane.
Maybe McGregor was a lick though, because it's like, this is my first artist I'm trying to get on my record. He might have overpaid.
Man, niggas capped. If McGregor come with 500 bands, $1 million contract, yeah, niggas are signing, cuz. Yeah, fucking McGregor records. It is what it is. Give me some green, give me an Irish beer, I'm insane. Nigga, I'm going up. Fuck you mean. Hey, you could train with cuz. Cuz get your hands right, feet right, elbows right.
McGregor ain't doing no training.
Dead homie.
And he whooping your ass, he'll make make them tracks, nigga. You better get up to that studio, nigga. I ain't put all this money
on. I'm saying, niggas know not to play with y'all. They not finna come play with y'all with McGregor with you, cuz. Cuz is betting shit. I don't give a fuck how gangster you want to be. McGregor's betting niggas. I'm saying, if you're not in that lane, it's a wrap, cuz.
Yeah,
but
y'all seen that? Oh, yeah.
Shout out gangster rap, though. Shout out gangster rap, because like bro said, it got me through some of the darkest days. It's some of my toughest times. I think the only real issue with it is when it does not have the polar opposite from the negative to the positive message. So Pac could tell you about babies being thrown in the trash and this and that, but then on that same song, he gonna uplift women. So he gonna give you the negative. That's the reality. It is what it is. The world could be a negative place, but I'm gonna give you this positive message to end it off with. Same with Nip. I'm going to tell you what it's like on these blocks. I'm going to tell you what it's like to be from the set. But get your business up. These niggas don't want to see you win. I'm going to tell you the negative, and then I'm going to give you some shit to uplift. That's what is missing, because we come from these communities. We need voices from us. Like they said, nigga, a little nigga in the hood, a lot of these niggas was listening to Boosie over Jay. I can't relate to what Jay talking about if I'm not selling packs or if I'm not buying art. But Boosie, nigga, I'm, nigga, what? Cut talking about everything I'm going through, savage life. Nigga, fuck you mean?
But Boosie for sure one of them ones, because Boosie is like a, niggas can say he ain't, but he has a versatile fucking catalog as like Pac, because he has a song for every single thing, from women to, like you said, uplifting, the motivation to the struggle to whatever. If you need to ride on something, he got every piece in that category.
Dear God, I thank you for everything you get. Like, Boosie, nigga. Boosie hit you in here, nigga. If you a street nigga, Boosie gonna hit you right here, gang. For sure. So shout out all the gangster rappers. Gangster rap get a bad rap, but if you really think about it, some of the most positive influences came out of gangster rap. It's just the labels didn't want to push that side of it. They didn't want to push those positive messages. So the labels got to take some of that blame, because they control what go out. Like I just seen some LL Cool J saying the main reason I started rapping about the bitches is because the labels wasn't putting out this. So if you wanted to get on and get a bag, you had to adjust.
You see how you came out? Mama said, knock you
out. Come on, cuz was born up.
Then he went to I Need Love. But then even you got niggas like Cube and them. You got the NWA. You got the Fuck the Police. Then you got Cube coming with Today Was a Good Day. Like, everything ain't always bad in the hood. So it balances. Like you said, that's all you really need is that balance.
Ain't no handouts. I did it from the ground up. In the streets, thugging hard is where they found us. Got a problem, nigga. Watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too. And you a lame, though. Niggas ain't outside, yeah, we came through. You want your lights, so we put you on the shade.